Magdi Abdelhadi is the BBC's Arab Affairs editor, and he joins us from London. Magdi, as we just heard, Mohammed al-Baradei, if he runs, is considered a long shot. But it's likely that Egypt will be facing a change in leadership soon, one way or another. So what is at stake for Egypt and for the U.S.? Is a major turning point coming?
Well, everybody has been waiting for this major turning point because Mr. Mubarak will soon be 82. He's been in power for so long. And sooner or later, he'll have to go. There is no obvious successor apart from his son, Gamal,
right.
Widely believed to be groomed for the role. Many people don't believe that he really enjoys any genuine grassroots support. Hence, the emergence of Mr. al-Baradei as a possible candidate has, shall we say, energized and rejuvenated otherwise a stagnant political scene, fragmented, weak opposition, is desperately looking for a credible figurehead. But realists believe, unless there is some very radical change to the system itself, he doesn't stand a chance of actually facing Mr. Mubarak or his son in next year's presidential election.
Well, and Hosni Mubarak has held on to power for almost 30 years now. I mean, this Egypt has been an incredibly stable place politically ever since Anwar Sadat was assassinated. How has Mubarak stayed in office that long, and to what extent has that stability come at a price to the country at large?
It is a stability that is beginning to look like, for many people in Egypt, a stagnation. Probably there is a fine line between the two. And of course, if you compare to the turmoil in other neighboring countries, Egypt would look like a much better place to live and work in. But he's managed, basically, with the help of emergency laws that make it very difficult for people like those who went to the airport today to meet Mr. al-Baradei to take a big risk, because it's against the law to stage such rallies. They could be picked up by the police and put on trial for violating the law, basically. So that is how he managed, by making it virtually impossible for any serious political, popular political leader to emerge.
So he does not allow dissent?
To a large extent, what he has done over the past few years, he's allowed a managed, shall we say, freedom of expression. It allowed people to get it off their chest, if you like. But if you begin to organize and actively mobilize people against him, it's very likely he will be picked up and thrown in jail. You're not allowed to have public rallies in Egypt. You're not allowed to leaflet people in the streets, go around knocking at people's doors and talking to them. Campaigning is, even for legal political parties, can't do that in Egypt. So you can imagine.
So that makes running an election pretty difficult.
Very difficult, very difficult. So you can imagine, with the help of these emergency laws, you empty the political landscape. Fear has worked very effectively as a deterrent, and that is, to a large extent, how Mr. Mubarak has managed.
Just wondering, with al-Baradei coming, and of course all this attention on it, could Mohammed al-Baradei be putting himself at risk by coming back to Egypt and presenting himself as a possible candidate?
Well, I mean, the thought did cross my mind at one point. Is it safe for him? At this stage, he doesn't represent the serious threat yet. But if it gets to the point, not only that he represents a threat to Mr. Mubarak, but the powerful interests around Mr. Mubarak, the people who would stand to lose if Mr. Mubarak was to go, then anything could happen, quite frankly, given the nature of Egyptian society. I mean, I wouldn't rule out violence.
Violence against him?
I wouldn't rule that out, no. If people with powerful interests are threatened, I wouldn't rule out violence, no.
Well, we'll be keeping a close eye on things as they develop, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again.
Thank you very much.
Magdi Abdelhadi is the BBC's Arab Affairs editor.